पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। गायत्री मंत्र। ॐ भूर्भुवस्त्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो नः प्रचोदयात्। गायत्री विज्ञान आने वाले 10-12 सालों में ही एक विज्ञान बचेगा, बाकी सब विज्ञान जो है गायत्री महाविज्ञान के सब सब्जेक्ट्स हो जाएंगे, फिजिक्स, केमिस्ट्री, इकोनॉमिक्स, पॉलिटिक्स, केमिस्ट्री, बायोकेमिस्ट्री, इलेक्ट्रिसिटी, इंजीनियरिंग, कोई भी शिक्षा जो अभी हैं, जो कभी थे और जो भविष्य में आने वाले हैं, वे सब के सब जो हैं गायत्री महाविज्ञान के ही अंग प्रत्यंग हैं। वह कैसे होता है, ये कैसे संभव है, यही पूज्य गुरुदेव का कई अनुदानों में से एक अनुदान है। उन्होंने बहुत कुछ लिया, केवल गायत्री मंत्र ही नहीं दिया है, लेकिन गायत्री मंत्र के बारे में जब हम उसके विज्ञान के बारे में जानना चाहें तो पहले कुछ शब्दों का विशेष अर्थ हमको समझना चाहिए। जो दो शब्द हैं जिसे इंग्लिश में हम कहते हैं कल्चर एंड सिविलाइजेशन, संस्कृति और सभ्यता, और इस संस्कृति के बाद हम समझेंगे कि देव संस्कृति क्या है और उस देव संस्कृति का महाविद्यालय, विश्वविद्यालय की रूपरेखा, उसमें जो पढ़ाने वाले विषय हैं, गायत्री मंत्र से कैसे उनका बहिष्कार हुआ, अवतरण हुआ, हम समझने की कोशिश करेंगे। तो पहले संस्कृति और सभ्यता के बारे में अंतर समझिए। संस्कृति इज कल्चर, सभ्यता इज सिविलाइजेशन। कल्चर इज डेवलप्ड बाय लीडर्स, और उन्होंने जो कल्चर डेवलप किया, जब लोग उसका आचरण करने लगते हैं तो उसको सभ्यता कहते हैं, सिविलाइजेशन कहते हैं। तो ये दो शब्दों का भाव को साला काफी स्पष्ट रूप से आपको याद रखना है। द डिफरेंस बिटवीन कल्चर एंड सिविलाइजेशन। कल्चर इज व्हिच इज केप्ट बिफोर द ह्यूमैनिटी एज अ गोल by their practice, by their explanation, and the points they say that when you practice these things you will be benefited, So the cultures, the Sanskriti is a leader. And when people start following it, it becomes civilization. तो सभ्यता और संस्कृति के बारे में अंतर पा गए ना आप? इसलिए कह रहे हैं कि गायत्री महामंत्र में 24 संस्कृतियां हैं और वो संस्कृति हर युग में अपने अपने तरह से लोगों के सामने आता है. जैसे एडिसन ने जब फैराडे ने जब इलेक्ट्रिसिटी को दिया तो उन्होंने एक मंत्र दिया, एक शस्त्र दिया. He gave an energy. Then Faraday talked about the Faraday's laws, and Ohm's gave the Ohm's law. So he was talking about the energy, how you can utilize the energy. But when Edison came and started utilizing it, I think it is a world record that probably has got 996 patents based on electrical energy appliances. Now, the Faraday and Ohms are the Sanskriti builders of electricity. Edison and others who have brought the machines are the civilization builders of electricity. So, Sanskriti और सिविलाइजेशन में यह अंतर आपको क्लियर, बिल्कुल क्लियर जब तक ना होगा तब तक हम विज्ञान को नहीं समझ पाएंगे. विज्ञान में दो चीज होती है, एक थ्योरी होती है और दूसरा प्रैक्टिकल्स होता है. द थ्योरी गोज टू अ लार्ज एक्सटेंट बट व्हेन वी कम टू द प्रैक्टिकल्स वी फाइंड दैट मेनी टाइम्स व्हाट वी होप थ्रू दैट साइंस वी आर नॉट एबल टू डू इट. For example, cancer, diabetes, blood pressure, all these three diseases, at present now are there only, they can just maintain it, we can't cure it. But when you understand Gayatri, you will understand that all these three diseases can be cured instantaneously. All these three diseases, diabetes, it is a misuse of energy. The main cause of diabetes is the misuse of energy. That is what Pooja Gurudev used to say, Shraddha ki kami. Bolte to hum bahut kuch hain Shraddha, lekin jab hum activity mein aate hain, तो हम जो बोलते हैं वो एक्टिविटी में दिखता नहीं है. जैसे हम स्टूडेंट्स से हम कहते हैं कि सभी स्टूडेंट्स चाहते हैं कि फर्स्ट क्लास आए, ऐसा हमने आज तक कोई स्टूडेंट देखा नहीं जो ये नहीं चाहता है कि वो फर्स्ट क्लास आए. लेकिन फर्स्ट क्लास सभी को आता है. जैसे इंटरमीडिएट लेवल में इंडिया में ओनली 20% पास एंड ऑफ दैट ओनली 0.1% गेट फर्स्ट क्लासेस. तो सभी स्टूडेंट चाहते हैं कि हमें फर्स्ट क्लास चाहिए, लेकिन कितने लोगों को आता है? तो ये चाहना जो है, जब यह आचरण में बदलता है तब वह श्रद्धा होता है. श्रद्धा का यह परिभाषा आप स्पष्ट रूप से समझ लीजिए. जब आप कहते हैं कि हमें फलाने विषय पे श्रद्धा है, व्हेन आई से दैट आई हैव ए फेथ एंड ट्रस्ट ऑन ए पर्टिकुलर topic, and if we don't do it, that means we don't have a faith, a trust. Shraddha nahi. Jaise abhi doctor sahab keh rahe the na ki sabhi keh rahe the ki chidiya ki jaal bichha rahe, dana dala ja raha hai, chikna nahi hai. Ab pata nahi kitne saalon se wo kehte aa rahe hain. जब वास्तव में वो घटना घट रहा था तो वो भूल गए उन्होंने क्या कहा. उन्होंने वही कहा जिसके ऊपर उनकी श्रद्धा है. तो इसी के लिए हमारे शास्त्र कहते हैं, आहार निद्रा भय मैथुनंचा सामान्य में तत् पशुभिर्नराणाम. धर्म, रिलीजियन की एक ऐसी चीज है जो मानव को पशुओं से अंतर दिखाता है. इवन इन इंग्लिश ऑल्सो वी से मैन इज ए सोशल एनिमल, नर पशु. सो व्हेन आई एम टॉकिंग दिस पशु शब्द और एनिमल शब्द, आई एम नॉट क्रिटिसाइजिंग एनीबडी, नॉर आई एम कमेंटिंग, बट आई एम ट्राइंग टू गिव यू द बेसिक एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ थिंकिंग व्हेन यू वांट टू अंडरस्टैंड द साइंस ऑफ गायत्री. इफ यू थिंक अबाउट फूड एंड यू यूटिलाइज गायत्री, इट इज रॉन्ग. But I am not saying you should not use it. But it is not the only purpose for which Gayatri is to be used. For Nidra, Nidra means sleep. और जब हम निद्रा कहते हैं तो यह मत समझना कि हम सो गए हैं. सोना ही निद्रा नहीं है, जगे हुए भी हम सो जाते हैं. इस एस्पेक्ट्स को समझिए. उदाहरण के लिए अब हमें यहां फ्रेंच भाषा में बोलना शुरू कर दिए. मैं बोलूंगा नहीं क्योंकि मुझे फ्रेंच नहीं आता है, हम केवल उदाहरण दे रहा हूं. तो ज्यादातर लोग आप किस स्थिति में रहेंगे? निद्रा स्थिति में रहेंगे. निद्रा का मतलब है आप समझ नहीं पा रहे हैं. जो चीज आपके यहां आ रहा है, जो आपके ब्रेन में आ रहा है, वो समझ में नहीं आ रहा है. तो खाने के बाद जो दूसरी गलती पशुओं से होती है वो निद्रा. सब कुछ हो रहा है आसपास में, सब कुछ देख रहे हैं, लेकिन उसके बारे में दे आर स्लीप, दे आर नॉट अवेयर ऑफ इट. आहार, निद्रा, देन भय, फियर, दैट इज अंडरस्टूड. व्हाट वी डोंट नो वी फियर अबाउट इट, इज इट नॉट? अज्ञान इज द बेसिस ऑफ फियर. And then maithana is a natural process which occurs in nature for multiplication. And now when we analyze our lives, Pujya Guruji always used to give us some beautiful examples. He said, either aap to nar kitak hain, ya to aap nar pakshu hain, kabhi kabhi aap nar pakshi ban jate hain. Lekin aap manav nahi bante. तो जब तक ये चार चीजों को हम उतना ही यूज करें जितना जरूरी है. अब जैसे डॉक्टर साहब कह रहे थे ना कि शेर अगर एक बार 30 केजी मांस खा गया तो फिर 3 दिन तक नहीं खाता. और यहां पे हम कहीं पे गए और किसी ने कहा कि आप आए हैं तो हम चाय पिलाएंगे, तो हम पी लेते हैं, कहीं वो बुरा ना मान जाए. आई एम ट्राइंग टू बिल्ड अप the divine science, how you have the difference between science and divine science. And in his 20 books of revolution, the science of revolution, Kranti, Dharmi, Sahitya, and the name itself indicates that if you read these 20 books, you can start a revolution and close a revolution. It is the science of revolution. You try to read those books in that way. I am not sure that I have conveyed to you that these 20 books are the end for humanity, because every growth in humanity has a revolution. The democratic revolution, the communistic revolution, the Naxalite revolution, the economics revolution, all revolutions. And when we talk about these revolutions, what is most important thing is that a group of human people have decided they will think like this. Communists think like that. Congress people think like that. Electricians think like this. So all these education aspects are nothing but a change in our mind, in our mental process. And in our mental processes, द पावर व्हिच गिव्स इन अवर बॉडी टू गिव यू ए रिवॉल्यूशन इज व्हाट इज नोन एज शिवा. नाउ आई हैव गिवन यू फोर वर्ड्स, यू आर क्लियर अबाउट द मीनिंग ऑफ इट. कल्चर, संस्कृति. What is culture? The leaders think. The leaders form a culture. Sanskriti. What is civilization? The group of human people who follow a culture. They have not imagined it. They have not developed it. But they are following that culture. That is civilization. And then I told you about the general human lifestyle. Guruji says as a Narakitak, Narapashu ya Narapachu. I am not talking it as a blame or as a comment. You want to try to understand what those fundamental words mean, a Kitak, a Pashu and a Pakshi. But majority of the spiritualists code us as Pashu. Ahara Nidra Bhayamaidhunancha Samanyametat Pashubhir Narana. In human beings and in Pashus, the most common four characteristics are Ahara, Nidra, Bhaya and Maithuna. And all these negative aspects of human beings, usko mai bhoot, pret, pishach, अलग अलग नामों से कहते हैं. ऑल दीज बैड एस्पेक्ट्स इन द ह्यूमन नेचर विच वी डोंट वॉन्ट इट, वी डील लिटिल इट, आर नॉर्मली कॉल्ड एज द भूत, द डेविल्स, द डेमन्स, द राक्षसास एक्सेट्रा. एंड द मैन हु कैन कंट्रोल एंड गाइड एंड पुट देम टू द करेक्ट टास्क इज नोन इज शिवा. And another thing that Guruji says is your human body is a Pindanda and the Brahmanda. So whatever you want to learn in the Brahmanda is already in you as a seed. So we are a Pindanda of the universe. So if the universe, you want to change it, the only thing is you have to change yourself. Hum badlenge to yug badlega. So when you want to change the world, and when you think that the world is going in a wrong way, ek galat disha mein ja raha hai, to ek hi tarika hai ki aap jo hain apne aap ko badle, apne aap ko devata bane. आपका जीवन देवता जैसा होना चाहिए. और गुरु जी क्या कहते हैं, सारे देवता आपके शरीर में हैं और देवालय आपके जीवन की देवता का प्रकटीकरण करना है, शिवलिंग. शिवलिंग एंड ब्रेन, यू सी दिस. डू यू फाइंड एनी सिमिलैरिटीज बिटवीन द ब्रेन एंड शिवलिंगा? एंड अराउंड द ब्रेन there is a fluid which flows, that is what is known as the Gangavatarana on the brain. So what we are reading about Shiva is not just that happened some many thousands of years back. Every day this is happening. If you can realize it, Shiva in the form of Linga corresponds to the entire brain. And this realization of the entire brain, Gayatri Mantra gives you 8 letters. Tat, 2 letters. Savituhu, 3 more letters. Varenyam, 3 more letters. Tat Savitur Varenyam, how does your brain work? Just as in the Brahmanda, the sun is working. In your Pindanda, the brain is working. Tat Savitur Varenyam. The first step, you have understood what I am trying to tell you, the Gayatri Mantra. When you are talking about it, when you are studying about it, you should know that what you are praying for the Shiva is not outside you, it is inside you. So many people used to ask me, how can that entire outside devata come inside us? You go to a school, to a college, to a university, you hear the outside classes, and there are so many teachers which teach us. But you get the degree only in the examination you prove that not that knowledge is inside you, not outside you. The outside is known as tuition, the inside is known as intuition. A wonderful book by Sri Gurudev in Krantidharmi Sahitya is The Difference Between Siksha aur Vidya. Usko is drishti se padhiye. Siksha means you are limited. Siksha ke do matlab hote hai, ek education aur dusra shikshit hona. To education mein kya shikshit ho rahe hai aap, kya shiksha mil raha aapko aur kya shikshit ho rahe hai? Shikshit ye ho rahe hai ki aap kaise, suppose you are studying electricity. So you are shikshit that you should only read electricity. The other subjects, if you read it, you will fail. शिक्षित हो जाएंगे आप. भाव समझ में आ रहे हैं? गुरुजी का जो शिक्षा का मतलब ये नहीं कह रहे हैं कि वो गलत है, वो केवल ये कह रहे हैं कि आप पार्थ हो गए. अखंड मंडलाकारम व्याप्तम येन चराचरम यत् पदम दर्शितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः, मैं भूल जाते. तो ये जो ब्रेन कॉन्सेप्ट है, ये शिव के देवालयों से हमें पाना चाहिए. और शिव के देवालयों से हम क्या पाते हैं? Do you ever think about brain? Do you think about the fluid that crosses into the spinal fluid? That is the real Ganga. And who has it? Everyone. Sabke paas hai. So this particular aspect of the Gayatri Mantra's 8 letters is the Shiva Tattva. And when you think about the Shiva Parivar, naturally there should be, when Shiva is supposed to be the brain, then his parivar must be certain parts of the brain. Let us see Ganesha. Clear? Those who are in the medical field can directly relate what they are trying to relate it. I am not able to see clearly, but it is the pons part and the medulla oblongata part. Though it is a scientific aspect, so don't worry, those who don't know it, you just understand that this part of the brain is what Vinayaka is, Ganesha is. This is what very clearly explains Pujya Gurudev in his book Siksha aur Vidya. Sikshit hona band kijiye, vidya janiye. Right? And when we talk of these avatars, divine avatars, generally we feel that they have descended in a human form. Rama, Krishna, Parashurama, Vamana. But when we see these figures, what does it mean? That those avatars also can descend in you. You can get the descent of Vinayaka in the previous figure, Shiva figure. These two are the basis of all avatars, and I am not going to you because of the lack of time explaining to you. I will just show the figures, slowly show it, all the dashavataras and how they are a part of the human body. Slow. This is, you are able to understand? Which avatar? Matsya avatar. And all the Matsya avatars correspond to the hormones. Hormones. So when you see about the hormones, द फर्स्ट क्राइटेरियल एस्पेक्ट ऑफ पच्छावतारा इज इट ग्रोज द हार्मोन्स ग्रो इन टू ए ह्यूमन बॉडी स्लोली. नेक्स्ट दिस इज द कूर्मावतार. This is known as the hypophysis of the brain. You see that part, colored part in the brain? That is Kurmavatar. And what is the Kurmavatar's basis? When there is a fight between the Rakshasas and Devatas, it becomes the basis. So whenever you have a doubt, whenever you want to overcome the doubt, and let the Amruta come. This is the place from which it comes. And Pujya Gurudev used to give us a very simple technique, Khechari Mudra. Later I will tell you about it. I am now talking about the avatars and to the brain. Am I clear what I am telling to you? All the avatars are part of the brain, are part of the human body. Next. Clear? Brain stem. Varahavatar. Is it clear to all of you? The figures. Don't try to understand the science behind it. And when you see the Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, and when the earth has fallen down into the sea, the Varahavatar has lifted it. So whenever we fall into the Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipa, do you know what we mean by this? Hiranyaksha. Eyes are axis of having money. When I was forcibly made a head of the department of biochemistry for the first class, it has not yet been opened. I started that in my college, and many parents used to come and tell me, "Don't mind, professor. Isko padhne se kuch milega." अगर नहीं मिलेगा तो हम वही पढ़ेंगे, ये सब बेकार है. तो जहां आप पढ़ाई को किस दृष्टि से देख रहे हैं, हिरण्याक्ष, इसका मतलब है कि ये स्टम गया, ये अगर यहां ठीक कर सके हम, और इसको ठीक करने का एक ही मेथड है ध्यान. समम काय शिरो ग्रीवम, देन द बॉडी, द नेक and the head are straight, that is the real dhyana. So what is happening? The brain stem. So you have seen Matsyavatar, Varahavatar, and now the Kurmavatar, and now the Varahavatar. Next. Clear? Vamanavatar. Narsimhavatar. Next. Ramavatar. Ramavatar ka sabse mukhya cheez hai pran jaye par vachan na jaye. Aur dusri baat hai ki agar ek baar Ram ke tarkash se teer nikla to usko to prayog karna hi hai, chhodna nahi. The same thing happens to our motor and nervous system. When the knowledge, until and unless it reacts with the motor system, nervous system, जिसको हम कर्मेंद्रिय और ज्ञानेंद्रिय कहते हैं, तो ज्ञानेंद्रिय में कुछ है और कर्मेंद्रिय से वो नहीं मिला, तो वाक और कर्म में संबंध नहीं होता. जब संबंध नहीं होता तो प्राण जाए बर वचन ना जाए कि कोई सवाल ही नहीं. हम इसीलिए हम वचन नहीं पालन करते हैं, क्योंकि प्राण चला जाएगा. ये तो रिवर्स हो गया रामावतार का. सो दिस बैकबोन, and you see what we call the thread of the dhanush, those are our nerves. A particular nerve always acts in the same way. You ask any doctor, a nerve acts in the same way. But there are so many billions and billions and billions of nerves that we just confuse which nerve is being active. So this is the Ramavatara is utilizing your backbone. This is Kalki Avatar, a particular part of the brain is very much similar to the shape of the Kalki Avatar. नेक्स्ट परशुराम कार्पस कलोसम विच यूनाइट्स द लेफ्ट एंड राइट ब्रेन. परशुराम ने जब जब समाज में या क्षत्रियों में अनुकूल वातावरण नहीं था तब तब उसको जो है 21 बार उन्होंने खंडित किया. 21 बार क्यों? कल हमने 20 बताए थे ना, पांच कर्मेंद्री, पांच ज्ञानेंद्री, पांच प्राण, पंच तत्व और यूर कंट्रोलर, दैट इज द कार्पस कलोस द ब्रेन. Everyone has it. So all the dashavatars are a part of you. You have to learn it. But what happens in the modern devalayas? You just go there and we beg. If you don't mind what I am telling, I always find two types of beggars. One who are sitting outside the mandir and another I am who is going into the temple. I am also going to beg. And they are also begging. It is only the level of begging is different. But in Vidyalaya, when you go to a Vidyalaya, to a college, do you beg education or you learn education? You can't beg education, you have to learn education. So in Devalaya, you are not supposed to go there to beg the Devata. You become the Devata. You go to an engineering college, you become an engineer. You go to a medical college, you become a doctor. And when you go to a devalaya, you should become a devata. That is the fundamental crux of Puja Gurudev's one more sanskar that has given to humanity. Don't beg God. You are God. Become divine. And this culture will be called as Deva Sanskriti. And the source which is going to teach you will become Deva Sanskriti Vishwavidyalaya. If angle se hum agar samajh sakein aur uska syllabus samajh sakein, to Gayatri Mantra ke panch mukh aur wahan jo padhaya jata hai Deva Sanskriti Vishwavidyalaya ke jo panch courses hai mainly, unke bare mein hame sambandh pata chalega. Ye isliye main bata raha hu yahan, main teach karne nahi aaya hu, main इंडिकेट करने आया हूं शिक्षा और विद्या जो पूज्य गुरुदेव ने अपने क्रांति धर्मी साहित्य में लिखा. अगर आप उसको आचरण में उतारें, ये नहीं कि आप बहुत अच्छा लिखा है, ठीक लिखा है, लेकिन आचरण उन पक्षियों जैसा नहीं होना है जैसे उन्होंने उदाहरण दिया है. बढ़ा तो वही फिर चुनने लग गए, फिर फंसने लग गए. तो शिक्षा से दूर विद्या की ओर जब जाते हैं तो भारतीय संस्कृति में जब वो विद्या पूरा कर लेते थे तो उसको श्री का डेजिग्नेशन देते थे. जैसे डॉक्टरी जो पढ़ते तो नाम के आगे डॉक्टर लगता है, तो जिन्होंने विद्या सीखा उसके नाम के आगे श्री लगता है. तो जब श्री समथिंग हम कहते हैं तो हम ये विश्वास करते हैं कि उनको विद्या मालूम है, शिक्षा से दूर है. तो कुछ इस संस्कृति को भी हमें ठीक करना है. तो 15 अगस्त 1975 को, 15 अगस्त को एक विशेष कारण से मैं पूज्य गुरुदेव के पास गया था. वो अरविंदो का भी बर्थडे था, तो अरविंदो ने कहा कि 15 अगस्त को जो आजादी मिली वो चांस नहीं है, क्योंकि मैं 15 अगस्त को जन्म लिया इसलिए 15 अगस्त को आजादी मिली. तो मैं गया गुरुजी के पास और पूछा कि ये क्या है. उन्होंने तो ठीक ही कहा, बिल्कुल ठीक कहा. अगर आपका जन्मदिन का वैल्यू, उसका सिग्निफिकेंस अगर मिल जाए तो आपका जन्मदिन बहुत कुछ करता है. और जितने अवतारों का भी है आप याद कीजिए, आप जन्मदिन ही मनाते हैं, बाकी दिनों में याद नहीं करते हैं. कृष्ण कब याद आएगा? जन्माष्टमी के दिन याद आएगा. राम जी कब आएंगे? रामनवमी के दिन याद आएंगे, है ना? और उसके बाद तो इन जन्मदिनों का उपयोग करने के लिए जिस तरह श्री अरविंदो ने कहा कि मैं चूंकि 15 अगस्त को पैदा हुआ हूं इसलिए भारत देश को स्वतंत्रता मिली, उसी तरह पूज्य गुरुदेव डायरेक्टली तो नहीं कहा था उस दिन, उनकी जन्मदिन शताब्दी हम क्यों बना रहे हैं इसके लिए मैं बता रहा हूं। जब जन्माष्टमी के दिन आप कृष्ण के कार्यक्रम याद आ रहे हैं, राम के दिन ही आप राम के कार्यक्रम आ रहे हैं, तो गुरुजी के जो जन्माष्टमी के दिन एक ही चीज संगठित होने वाला है, गायत्री महाविज्ञान हर व्यक्ति तक पहुंचेगा, देव संस्कृति का स्थापना होगा। तो जब अखंड ज्योति का पहले पहले क्या कहते हैं उसको टाइटल पेज में गुरु जी कहते थे कि गायत्री इसलिए नहीं आई कि स्वर्ग को धरती पे उतारेगी, नहीं उसको उतारना नहीं है, स्वर्ग को धरती बना देगी, अंतर पता चला। तो स्वर्ग को हम धरती, धरती को स्वर्ग हम कैसे बना सकते हैं? अभी जो हमने कुछ चित्र दिखा रहे हैं, बस ज्यादा मैं नहीं दिखाऊंगा क्योंकि इट टेक्स ए लॉट ऑफ टाइम टू एक्सप्लेन इट। जरा वो बीज जरा दिखाना, सेल दिस वेज, जस्ट पीपल विल बी इंटरेस्टेड इन सरस्वती एंड दुर्गा लक्ष्मी, दिस इज स्पर्श, हाँ दिस इज ब्रह्मा द फोर लोब्स चतुर्भुज ब्रह्मा, यू आर एबल टू आइडेंटिफाई बुद्धा इन योर ब्रेन स्ट्रक्चर। एंड वन थिंग मोर, आई डोंट नो हाउ मेनी पीपल मस्ट हैव हैड, समटाइम्स व्हेन आई वाज टेकिंग गुरुदेव, व्हेन आई वाज हियरिंग द गुरुदेव्स क्लासेस, सम सीनियर कार्यकर्ता वाज टेलिंग दैट उत्तरार्ध बुद्ध का पूज्य गुरुदेव है, पूर्वार्ध बुद्ध फर्स्ट नेक्स्ट। और बड़ी विचित्र बात है कि बुद्ध ने यज्ञ ना करने को कहा पूर्वार्ध में, उत्तरार्ध में क्या हो रहा है समझ में आ रहा है? द लिंक नेक्स्ट सरस्वती नेक्स्ट हार्ट इज योर लक्ष्मी, दुर्गा इज योर बोन। एंड नाउ दिस पर्टिकुलर पिक्चर इज वॉट द बेसिस ऑफ गायत्री, द एंटायर सोलर सिस्टम डिसेंड्स इनटू योर ब्रेन एंड दैट ब्रेन वेयर इट इज कमिंग डाउन, आर यू एबल टू रिकॉग्नाइज दैट दैट इज द प्लेस वेयर कल्कि अवतार इज? कल्कि अवतार फिगर यू शो इट, now people can understand it, and now you see that figure of all the universe. So the entire solar system, its 27 stars and the 9 planets are a part of your human brain. This is the real science of Gayatri. How this Gayatri gives you this knowledge, now I am going to tell you. I am not going to show it, because when you go on showing this, I think you are more confused there. But what I wanted to tell it, that this is a scientifically proven fact. A Tony Nader is a neurologist, and many of his patients are Hollywood actors and presidents and high-level people. उन्होंने जब उन लोगों का ब्रेन स्कैनिंग किया तो उन्होंने कहा कि कई जगह ब्रेन काम नहीं कर रहे हैं लोगों का, और साइंटिस्ट भी कहते हैं आजकल कि हम लोगों का, आइंस्टीन का ब्रेन ही केवल 10% काम किया, तो हम लोगों का ब्रेन कितना काम करता होगा? शायद हमारा ब्रेन काम ही नहीं करता, हम तो आदत से सब करते हैं। नाउ वी विल कम टू द साइंस ऑफ गायत्री, व्हाई आई हैव शोन ऑल दोस थिंग्स इज दैट each word of Gayatri activates particular nadi kendras in your body. Nadi kendra are not nervous plexus, they are subtler than the nervous plexus, jisko hum shat chakra kehte hain. To 6 chakra hain aur har chakra ke 4 diversions hain, dharma, ardha, kama, moksha. 6 × 4, 24. So these 24 letters of Gayatri Mantra activates your body whether you know it or not. If you don't know this science, that doesn't mean that if you utter the Gayatri Mantra, they will not be activated. They will be activated. But if you know it, you can use it more quickly. Now you see, Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha. When you say Om, what happens? You just remember that when you complete your education, either you get 2 letters or 2.5 letters. Either you get MA or MSc or PhD. I don't think you get more than 2 or 2.5 letters, is it not? But when you hear MA, what does it mean? That you have studied, understood, faced examination and you have passed, and you are an expert in that subject. So when you say Om, you should know the syllabus you are supposed to finish. When you say I am MA, indirectly you are telling that you are reading a particular course for so much time and you have already finished BSc and degree level, you have finished with that education. So when you call it Om, you try to understand which parts of your body are being vibrating. Just a simple experiment. Very relaxed way. You just say, ah, all of you. Now you try to see from where it is coming. Again? No. Now you feel inside. I am saying relaxed way. Because if you sit in a particular posture, you will clearly understand from where it is coming. And that is where I am going to tell you the importance of asanas and Gayatri Mantra. Now you try to say from where it is, realize from where that ah is coming. And now you just in a straight body, samankaya shiro grivam, dharayam atilam sthiraha, samprekshya nasikagram sam, dishascha navalokayam. This is the basis of understanding Gayatri Mantra. You need not fold in padmasana this, you can just put your legs, but you just see that the backbone is straight. This part, cervical bone is straight and the head is straight. And now put your hands on your knees in this pose. Breathe deeply and now you say ah and feel it. Stomach under jara? Or how many felt that the stomach is going in? So it is not difficult. That is what is said. The Gayatri Vigyan Sadhana is very easy. The explanation, and I always tell my students that science explanation is its principle, that you confuse people and see that they don't understand. I was telling you the example of namak. Namak sab jante hain. Kahin bhi aap jaiye aur namak puche to sab de denge. And if you ask NaCl, very few people will give, but both are same. Now you understand ah from where it is coming? This is what happens at 6 to 6:15 time when you hear the Nada Sadhana. And that is why even in Shanti Kunj, when there are thousands and so many people are doing their own works, etc., when they hear the Nada Sadhana, they stop work. Wherever they are, they sit quietly. Because the Nadi is the most important one. Because from this goes the 10 nerves which activate your Gyanendriya. You don't forget what I am trying to explain. I am trying to explain you the degree you are getting when you say Om, Now you feel how the stomach goes in, now all of you? All of you feel it? Now what you should do, when you do this om, you khoob saans leke, stomach ko andar karte huye, uchcharan kijiye, so you get maximum results. Is it clear now? And now let us say oo. Oo. What is happening? Heart. But don't you feel that the stomach is also lifting up? How many felt that the stomach is lifting it? So that is what the fault we do. We do the mantra without doing the proper thing. You should feel it. For a few days, after that you need not feel it. When you say om, it automatically happens, but you should feel it. Now what happened now? This has gone in. This has gone up. These are known as two bandhas. This is Uddiyana Bandha, going up. And now, the last one, Ma. Head, the entire brain. So this is the degree you get when you say Om. And when I am studying BA, you don't say that you are studying the alphabetical in the reverse way. Without saying AB, you are saying BA. It is not that. What actually when you are studying BA is, you are reading so much, so many subjects. Is it not? So when you are doing this Om, three things are happening. The Mula Bandha, the Uddiyana Bandha, and the Sahasrara Bandha. Or Pooja Gurudev used to call it as Khechari Mudra. Later I will tell you what Khechari Mudra is. I have to finish it by 12, na?
Yes.
Okay. Just I am trying to stress something and I want to make this useful to you. The science is, of course, is a very vast science. I tell you, whatever the future, past and present is there is written in Gayatri Mantra. But when you say Om, what do you understand? Nishtha, Shraddha, Prajna. These are the three fundamentals which Omkar gives. And these three fundamentals, every human being needs it. Any human being, if he wants to succeed in life or learn something or this, he should first have a Shraddha that learning this will help him. And he should know the Prajna, how to learn that direction. And then he should have the Nishtha, how to put it in practice. So these three are the three steps of Gayatri Mantra, jisko teen charan kehte hain. Tat Savitur Varenyam, Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat. When you chant this mantra, the Om, what is it going to do? Nishtha, Shraddha, Prajna aapke andar automatically bhar deta hai. College mein gaya aap, to practicals karne ki nishtha, ye karne se aapko jyada fayda hoga ye batane ki Shraddha, aur us or jane ki Prajna. Aapko kuch nahi karna hai, sunna hai bas. Sunne ka matlab acharan karna. Humne baat sun liya, iska matlab kya hai? I expect that you will do it. Humne to baat sun liya lekin kiya nahi. Te to sunna nahi hua na. So when you say Om, you should be aware that this chakra and this is merging. Indirectly it is known as the Kundalini Sadhana, and there is a huge Vangmay, Kundalini Tantra इन गुरुदेव जुबान में, दैट बुक यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट आई एम टेलिंग, दैट यू आर इनडायरेक्टली यू आर प्रैक्टिसिंग इट. एंड व्हेन यू सिट दिस एंड से ओ इज गोइंग अप, एंड अगेन पूज्य गुरुदेव हैज गिवन अस ए ब्यूटिफुल कैसेट, तीन शरीरों का ध्यान. नाउ यू अंडरस्टैंड द लिंक बिटवीन दिस एंड दैट, एंड यू आर हियरिंग हिज वर्ड्स. देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ डिफरेंस बिटवीन व्हाट वी हियर एंड हिज वर्ड्स. एंड देन वन मोर कंडीशन ही हैज एडेड, यू हैव टू थिंक ऑफ गोल्डन फ्लो फ्रॉम सन. यू ऑलवेज रिमेंबर, इट इज नॉट द व्हाइट लाइट दैट यू हैव टू थिंक, इट इज द गोल्डन लाइट विच यू हैव टू थिंक. And as Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, when Guruji was doing this Kali Sadhana, do you know what happened? His entire body has become golden. How many of you know this incident? You know it, na? And there's a golden bracelet he was having. People couldn't find it because his body is shining, and the gold shining has become one. And if you can practice it, I think this is the best thing for obesity and complexion management. You do not have any fire and lovely cream, and then you have that step and say after 14 days how much white you have become. If you just imagine the golden solar and golden, I am repeatedly telling it, you hear it and understand it. When you meditate on sun, you should become golden, because white light is the physical light. And golden light is the light of the prana shakti. When you think of white light, you get the vitality, no doubt about it. White light has got its own vitality. Lekin prana shakti jo hai, Gayatri ka jo panch humne kal kaha tha na, prana, apana, udana, samana, vyan, that comes into your body only through golden color. When it enters from different parts, it becomes different shaktis. Here, here, and here. And this is indirectly again the Omkar. And with that you have the blessing of a greatest teacher of the world. And never such a great teacher will be born again, only he will be their follow, his followers. Nobody can tell more than him about this Gayatri Arsan. That's Swarama, Akshara Vidya. Now this Om, Bhur Bhuvaswaha. This, many people don't try to understand what it means. Bhur means the physical plane. And when you say the physical plane, it means the entire physical plane. The entire physical plane. When I say the entire physical plane, I am not talking about the earth. Anything that has a prithvi tattva, a graha, which is physically visible, is prithvi tattva. That is bhur. So when you utter that sound bhur, just as in the mobiles, you just use it, you are able to contact anyone in the world, is it not? A particular number, you can contact anyone in the world. Similarly, when you say bhur, you contact anything that is physical. Bhuvaha, pranamay kosha, or desire. Swaha, mental plane. And when I say the mental plane, what do you mean? I am not talking about our minds. We are talking about animal minds also. We are also talking about the mineral minds also. Many people ask me, how can we believe that minerals have a mind? Their valency proves it. Is it not? Some atoms unite, some atoms, they don't unite. And then there is a displacing theory and a double composition theory, combination theory. What all this means? That every atom has got its own intelligence. So bhur, bhuvah, swah, isi ko trilok kehte hain. And this, what is the machine that you are going to use? Your human body. You don't need any special prayogashala, or you have to spend crores and crores of rupees to get some special machines. Everything is in your body. And then tat savitur varenyam. The locations are there. Puja Gurudev has shown where that particular sound vibrates and develops your consciousness. So when tat savitur varenyam, what consciousness develops? Shiva consciousness. The brain, this, you are not confused with what I have told about Shiva? In the before I told you that the entire brain is Shiva, the Shivalinga. So tat savitur varenyam is the Shambhavi Shakti of Gayatri. Tat savitur varenyam. And the right eye, left eye, right nostril, left nostril, left ear, right ear, the mouth. You be very clear when you are chanting Gayatri Mantra. Tat savituhu varenyam. If you are just, you look at it and for some time you very easily you can always say. So when you chant that Gayatri Mantra, you should be aware that that particular vibration. The only thing is you have to reverse it. That which is left here, that you remember, huh? Tat Savitur Varenyam. That is Shiva Tattva, Shambhavi Shakti of Gayatri. Then, Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Now what happens? When you have an intelligence, your ignorance is gone. And that happens where? Here, in the trunk. You eat the food. It is digested in the intestines. From there it goes to the blood. And from the blood it goes to the heart. And there, if it is required, the purification process will be done. And again it goes through the entire body. It maintains the entire body. So Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, what Shakti is it? Vaishnavi Shakti. Or now don't get confused between Vaishnavi Shakti and Vishnu Shakti. It is only the sex difference we are talking about. But the principle of maintenance. So when you talk about Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, where should you concentrate? The trunk. Dhiyo yo naha prachodayat. You are saying the activity. Nishta. This is Kali Shakti. Or what we call the Saraswati Shakti. And now many people say, what do you say Kali and Saraswati? Saraswati is the best knowledge which allows you to control time. And time is Kali. So don't get confused in the names. We are just differentiating the human body. That doesn't mean that head is there and you are there. They are all interlinked. Now this Gayatri Mantra you can now understand. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tino Lokonka. I am not talking about only on the earth plane. Bhur Bhuvasvaha, that's why it is written up. But to contact all these three, Tat Savitur Varenyam. And here, the golden light of the sun descends. And when it descends, the neurotransmitters, what we call the hormones enter into the blood. And the blood goes into the heart. And when it goes into the heart, what happens? Hamara agyan nikal gaya. Bhargo devasya dhimahi. Agyan to nikal gaya. Agar aapne acharan nahi kiya, तो क्या फायदा हुआ? धियो यो नह प्रचोदयात. So this is the basic science of Gayatri Mantra, where the Gayatri Mantra is directly linked with your physical body. Physical body, I am using it meaningfully. This physical body is an expression of the Brahmanda. But because we are not aware of that Brahmanda, we are just only interested in ahara, nidra, bhaya, maidhunancha, and even the jobs we are doing is only for ahara. You should respect me. I am talking only as an explanator. I am not criticizing. Don't you think that? But what Gayatri Mantra you are supposed to do? You understood? You are automatically linked with the entire universe. And when you are automatically linked with the entire universe, you will behave as Vishwamata, your mother of the world. So with this knowledge of Vedamata. Vedamata means you are aware of the knowledge. From there, Devamata. Devamata means the Pranashakti descends in. I told you about the Devalayas, the Avataras. You go to the Devalaya not to beg the Devata, you have to become that Devata. That is what we call the Siddha Purusha. Then Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa prayed to Kali, Mathura Babu, the manager of the trust. When Ramakrishna Paramahansa used to move, in one direction he used to see Ramakrishna Paramahansa, and when he turns back, he used to see Kali. And yesterday in one yajna, you heard, there were three photos, Guruji, Mataji or Gayatri, and what was that? But who saw it? Who doesn't know about it? Why I am telling it? We know it, he knows it, naturally he loves it, he may see it. But it is in England, sir?
New Zealand.
Hard. There, the Britisher, just because he was sitting, suddenly he saw that all the 3-year-olds, all the three, Tatsaviturvaninyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yuna Prachodayat. And now I will just give a hint, because the time is up. These Shat Chakras, where you find the Dhi, Hi, Sya, Go, Bha, you see those words? They are in the place of the Shat Chakras. The entire Sanskrit sounds emanate from it. You just hear it, and if you see Gurudev's Kundalini book, you will see the figures also, and probably she can show the, you can show that Kundalini? Anyway, again, you remember this, when we are trying to do Gayatri, we are trying to master the 5 Karmendriyas, you be sure every day, you see whether you are conquering it or not, you are capturing it or not. Just as a college student, every day goes to the college, spends some time there and comes back. And every day he learns something about the syllabus. But that doesn't mean that he is not eating food and he is not seeing movies and he is not fighting and he is not going. He does everything. But when you are doing this sadhana, if you can remember that the 5 Karmendriyas, the 5 Jnanendriyas, and the 5 powers which activates it, and the 5 principles, the tattvas from which it comes, these are the 20. And each individual being has got his own mano, buddhi, chitta, ahankar, the 4. The 24 of Gayatri Mantra gives the universal knowledge, the Vedamata, Devamata and Vishwamata. Just you take that Swadhisthana, you take it. That one you take it. Anahatana? It's okay. You just sense it. Can you sense it? Now you say, any world which we talk is controlled by the centers, by the 6 centers. And you can understand the words that are controlled by the Swadhisthana Chakra. Swadhisthana Chakra means what we call plectiva. Swadhisthana Chakra. All of you understand what I mean by Swadhisthana Chakra? The second chakra from the base. These are the words that come from the... These are the sounds that come from Ba, Ma. You are able to understand? Ba to La. Bal. If you can remember it, from Ba to La, you have the... So whenever we are talking this, whether I am talking in English or this or that, the nada is the same, is it not? Only the letters. Vam in Sanskrit you write like this. In English you will write V, A, M. I am not talking about the alphabets. I am talking about the nada. When you say Vam, it is the Swadhisthana Chakra which activates. And when Vam has activated, those 6 letters you can pronounce easily. Why I am talking about it? Pooja Gurudev says that when once you master Gayatri Mantra, aap jo kahenge wo hoga, because of the activity of the chakras, Siddha Purushon ka ya Pooja Gurudev ka, انہوں نے کچھ کہا اور ہو جاتا. ہم کہتے کہتے رہتے ہیں وہی نہیں ہوتا, باقی سب ہو جاتا. بڑی وچتر بات ہے. کارن یہ ہے کہ وی ہیو بٹ ایکٹیویٹنگ دا چکرا, بٹ وین یو ڈو دا گایتری منترا آل دی سکس چکراز, آل دی 24 پلیکسز, آل یور 20 پلس یور منو بدھی چت اہنکار ایکٹیویٹ. اینڈ ڈونٹ یو تھنک دیٹ نو ادر نالج کین بیٹ اٹ؟ اینی نیو نالج کین یو تھنک وچ کین گو بیانڈ اٹ؟ سو دس گایتری منترا is now going to give the Deva Manavas to the humanity. Deva Manavas means who know the energy parts of this, how your word is going to activate it, how your sentences are going to activate it, how your five Karmendriyas, Gyanendriyas, the five energy powers and the principles behind the five energy powers with your mind, thought, intellect and ahankara, mano, buddhi, chitta, ahankara. This great togetherness of knowledge, the massive shastras, is what we are going to give by giving Gayatri Mantra to everyone. We don't say you do this, you say you do BA. And he also understands, we also understands, because we know what BA means. But unfortunately we don't know what Gayatri Mantra means. And what I have tried is very, very little. And I have tried not to confuse you. But if I have confused you, I am happy because I am a science lecturer. And a science lecturer, motive is that. But when Pooja Gurudev is there, you must have understood that what he is giving to the world as Gayatri Mantra is not a mantra. He is telling you the entire universal knowledge, past, present and future. And that education which he dreamt of is already very, very active as Deva Sanskriti Vishwavidyalaya, and the key people are here. And what I say is, you forget about getting the degree. You try to get the subject and read it. And later, why? Because I am talking about the degrees and this, there are certain formalities, all I have to go. But to read it, we can understand it. Then you can understand, it starts with Satya Samrakshan, health. Then yoga, the link between all these things. And in the end we come to the parivar praveshika. And when we say parivar, we are not talking about our parivar. We are talking about the Vishwa parivar. So Pooja Gurudev's blessings. And we should be proud that we are meeting at a time which is very, very crucial. He has guaranteed that you will get name and fame and you are guaranteed success. You have nothing to fight, you have nothing to lose. The only thing you will lose is the speed. If you go speed on that way, you get more. If you go slowly on that way, you will get less. So, yes.
So, Kaitimant is based on sound vibrations.
Sound vibrations. All mantras. Suppose you think about a very beautiful incident that was done in your childhood. You are thinking, are you uttering it? Do you feel happy or not?
Yeah, I do.
Same thing, Gayatri Mantra. That's the point. And the more silent you do it, the better results it gives. That is why, the more silent you do it. But at present, Pooja Gurudev used to tell that let it be a group chanting for at least 5 or 10 minutes outside, so that not only you, it goes into the atmosphere. Your silent thought will not go into the atmosphere. But when you chant out and a group chants, the nearby atmosphere also will be. But no doubt about it, that Mantra Japa says that mental Mantra Japa is 1000 powerful than Vaikari Mantra Japa. Clear? Yes. It is a practice, Amma. Everything is. It is only a practice. But what I have told you is a very hazy scrappings. Certainly I hope we can meet in web wherever we are, and there we can have a regular classes. And of course the Deva Sanskriti Vishwavidyalaya is already there. And let us try to see that the university with this concept goes into the public, And when you accept it, our children and our people should become a part of it. Jai Gurudev.